Chapter 5. The Visit. Later that morning, Mr. Bleak looked worried. He rushed around the factory shouting orders.
Fred and John, put some fences around that machine now, he shouted. You girls, clean those windows, they're very dirty. You two boys, sweep the floors.
What's the matter with Mr. Bleak? Asked a woman who was working with Lucy. I've never seen him running around like this before. Lucy smiled to herself. When the factory was clean, Mr. Bleak called all the workers together. He stood on a box so that everyone could see him.
This afternoon, Mr. Featherstone is visiting the factory, he said. He received a letter saying that the factory is unsafe and that bad things are happening here. I am very angry about this. Does anyone know who sent the letter?
The workers looked at each other and shook their heads. Mr. Bleak glared at them.
If I find out who sent the letter, there will be trouble. Is that understood?
Yes, Mr. Bleak, agreed the workers sadly.
Mr. Featherstone must find everything perfect, continued Mr. Bleak. You will tell him that you enjoy working in this factory and you are all treated well. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Bleak, replied the workers.
While Mr. Featherstone is here, everyone will receive a bun to eat. You will tell him you have buns every afternoon, said Mr. Bleak.
Everyone knew that Mr. Bleak was only giving them buns to impress Mr. Featherstone. They had never had buns before. Mr. Bleak turned to the children in front of him and said,
You children will tell Mr. Featherstone that you are 9 years old. If Mr. Featherstone goes into the schoolroom, you will tell him that Mrs. Bleak is a kind and good teacher. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Bleak, replied the children.
They knew it was wrong to tell lies, but they had no choice. Robert, Lucy and George looked at each other. Would Mr. Featherstone learn the truth during his visit? When Mr. Featherstone arrived, Mr. Bleak went to meet him. He bowed and shook Mr. Featherstone's hand.
I am so pleased that you have come to see us today, sir, said Mr. Bleak.
I hope you are running this factory properly, Mr. Bleak, replied Mr. Featherstone. That letter I received this morning concerned me.
I'm sure you will find everything in good order, sir, replied Mr. Bleak.
Mr. Featherstone looked around the factory. He checked the fences around the machines. He looked at the clean windows and floors. He saw the workers each receive a bun during the afternoon. He made lots of notes in his notebook. Mr. Bleak smiled. The visit was going well. Soon it was time for the children to go to the schoolroom.
I hope Mr. Featherstone visits the school, Robert whispered to Lucy. It will be our only chance to tell him the truth.
In the schoolroom, Mrs. Bleak opened a book, but before she could begin, the door opened and in walked Mr. Featherstone.
Welcome to our little school, Mr. Featherstone, she smiled as he sat down. We will begin with general knowledge. George, what is the capital city of England?
London, Mrs. Bleak, answered George.
Well done, George, said Mrs. Bleak.
She smiled at Mr. Featherstone.
Such a dear, clever little boy.
George couldn't believe his ears. Why was Mrs. Bleak being so kind?
Tom, continued Mrs. Bleak, what is the name of our dear Queen?
Queen Victoria, Mrs. Bleak,
replied Tom.
Good boy,
said Mrs. Bleak and patted his head. Tom thought she was going to hit him, so he was surprised to be patted.
Amy, called Mrs. Bleak, what is the name of our dear Queen's husband?
Amy thought hard, but she couldn't think of the answer. Mrs. Bleak stood behind Amy and bent down.
Prince Albert, you stupid child, she whispered.
Prince Albert, repeated Amy quickly.
Splendid, Amy, smiled Mrs. Bleak.
Mr. Featherstone stood up and smiled at Mrs. Bleak. Robert was worried. Things were not going to plan. If Mr. Featherstone went now, he would never know the truth. He wouldn't realize how badly the children were being treated and how unhappy they were. Robert had to do something quickly.
Children, do you enjoy school?
Asked Mr. Featherstone.
Yes,
replied the children.
No,
shouted Robert. Everyone gasped and looked at Robert. Mrs. Bleak and Mr. Featherstone stared at him.
What did you say?
Asked Mrs. Bleak, red with rage.
I said no, replied Robert. I don't enjoy school.
Why is that, boy?
Asked Mr. Featherstone. Robert took a deep breath.
Mr. and Mrs. Bleak are unkind to us. They make us work too hard for too little money. This factory is a dangerous place too, he answered.
The boy is ill, said Mrs. Bleak. He doesn't know what he is saying.